Welcome to the National Geographic Reach podcast series. I am Barbara Quincer-Coulter, Director of Research and Professional Development at National Geographic School Publishing. Our guest today is Dr. Nancy Fry, professor at San Diego State University. Dr. Fry teaches teacher credentialing and reading specialist programs focusing on reading instruction, content area literacy, and diverse student support. She has published in The Reading Teacher, English Journal, and Educational Leadership, and has also co-authored many books, including Checking for Understanding, Scaffolded Writing Instruction, and Learning Words Inside and Out. Nancy, it's great to have you here today to talk to us about writing and connecting oral and written expression with an emphasis on our English language learners. In your monograph, you present how writing is a social act and not strictly a cognitive one. Can you elaborate on this for us?
Sometimes there's an impression that writing is a solitary act, and to the extent that a writer is sitting down and looking at a blank screen or at a blank sheet of paper, yes, it is solitary. But everything that happens before the writing and after the writing depends on interactions with other people and with other ideas. There's a great quote by James Britton. He says that writing floats on a sea of talk, and in looking at improving writing instruction and writing skills among students, we have to pay attention to that interaction, that talk, that communication that happens both before and after the time when they're meeting the blank screen or meeting that blank piece of paper. That means that what they talk about and what they write about needs to be engaging. It needs to be culturally responsive to what students are interested in, and that they're meaty enough that they're really warranting the attention of those writers, both in the discussion that happens before and after, as well as in the act of writing itself.
Thank you. And how does National Geographic Reach provide opportunities for students to connect oral and written expression?
The first is that there are, through every lesson, multiple opportunities for students to be able to talk with one another about ideas, to be able to use academic language orally before they ever use it in their own writing, and to be able to compose orally with their peers. That's something that can sometimes be forgotten in the rush, that you need to talk through your ideas and bounce them off of other people before you sit down to doing that writing. In addition, what the Reach program offers is well-designed lessons that really scaffold their skills as writers, because we can't just talk about writing. We do actually have to write as well, and it's not enough to merely cause writing. There has to be writing instruction that goes along with it, and that's an essential part of what happens in the writing program in Reach.
And you mentioned scaffolding, and that's the second point that you addressed in your monograph, and how scaffolded instruction builds writing skills. How can educators use this model to accelerate students' writing skills?
Writers need to see the act of writing occur in front of them and gain access to the thoughts and the decision-making that happen during writing. And that's what we refer to as teacher modeling. One of the things that the Reach program really emphasizes is that teachers model their writing in front of other students so that their students see their teacher as a fellow writer, as somebody who engages in the very kinds of practices that they're being asked to engage in as well. Another aspect of it is that they need instruction on lots of forms of writing. We write for lots of different reasons. There are times where we have to write a how-to. This is how you do something. There are times where it's more formal. It's a response to literature, and we're really looking at a person's own experiences and being able to make connections to what's happening in the literature. There are times when we have to summarize what it is that we've written. In fact, summary writing is the most common kind of writing that students have to do by the time they get to middle school. And they also need to be able to formulate their opinions in writing as well. That's a key part of being able to communicate with people that are outside of the room, that you may be communicating with on the computer or in other venues that require writing to happen. It's not enough to cause the writing. We know that practice doesn't make perfect. It simply makes permanent. So they also need some fluency instruction with that, too. Those daily writing fluency exercises that build their stamina as writers. And then, as I said, always teacher modeling so that they can see all of the decision-making that happens as a writer engages in that writing. When they're able to do that, they're able to appreciate more deeply the mentor text that they're exposed to. Let's take a close look at how this writer approaches the act of writing. What is this writer known for, and how can we incorporate that into our own writing? And then as well, lots of opportunities for collaborative writing with one another, as well as those independent writing tasks.
As we wrap up this podcast, what advice and or questions do you want to leave with our listeners so they can continue to refine their instructional practices to provide authentic opportunities to connect oral and written expression?
The two big ideas around writing instruction are really, first of all, that writing is always predicated on the interactions that come before it and the interactions that come after it. It's not just the act of putting pencil to paper that constitute writing. So in order to be able to expand and build students' ability to be able to write, we have to expand and build their opportunities to interact with one another. The second part of writing instruction is around scaffolding that instruction, in really bringing that gradual release of responsibility into the writing instruction, not simply to cause it, but rather to very purposefully instruct them on how we think about writing, about how they get better at their writing, how they build their fluency, their opportunities to look at how other writers write, opportunities to write collaboratively, as well as opportunities to write independently. Those are really the two big ideas around writing and writing instruction.
Thank you so much for your time today, Nancy. I think our listeners are now better prepared to move forward and really connect oral and written expression in their classrooms. Thanks for listening to our National Geographic Reach podcast series. For more information, check out the National Geographic Reach Professional Development website for additional tools and ongoing support to help you address the needs of the English language learners in your classroom.